This work portrays the same stretch of the Grand Canal that the artist painted in the view of Venice with the Rialto Bridge, but from an observation point facing the other way, seen from the famous bridge rather than looking towards it. It is therefore its ideal pendant, immortalizing the place from two opposite points of view. The blue sky dominates in both, illuminated by the sun and only slightly veiled by clouds, while the crowd spills onto the canal bank, dotted with numerous vessels. Painstaking attention to detail characterizes the description of the genre scenes in the work. The characters are portrayed while carrying out various actions, from gondoliers rowing to groups of passers-by who engage in conversation along the banks. The painter distinguishes each person by their clothes and attitudes, offering a glimpse of life in the Lagoon City in the 18th century. The structures of the buildings along Grand Canal are painted with virtuosity by the master of vedute. The brush lingers on seemingly secondary details, but in reality, these are peculiar to his style. In this way, Canaletto goes beyond the mock classical style typical of late 17th century landscape painting, turning his attention to what is real, a strictly Enlightenment tendency, which also demonstrates his reflection on the works of the Dutch artist Gaspar van Bittel. Starting from the 1730s, Antonio Canal's works were remarkably successful, commanding very high prices thanks to his foreign clients, who were willing to pay any sum for his views. If you want more information on the genre of vedutismo, listen to the following commentary.